Holy Hour of Power, the Terry and Jesse Show. I'm on duty. Terry, what about you?
Yes, I'm on duty, buddy, and I'm really excited because, as you know, Thursday I'm going to have my wife on because you're going to be out of town doing some apostolic work, and we're going to be talking about the Holy Eucharist in regards to people who are politicians who are pro-abortion for killing unborn babies and why they shouldn't be receiving Holy Communion. We're going to take on, I'm going to say, the Congregation of the Doctrine of Faith, an older couple who've been through, you know, children, and we're going to tell them that straight up what's going on. But today's show, Jesse, we have a lot going on, and I'll tell you why. Father Chad Ripperger, we're bringing him right back for Spiritual Warfare and Communism, two parts. That's going to be good. We also have something, why I am removing all articles related to vitamin D, C, and zinc and COVID-19. This is the cancel culture. Why? What's going on? If we don't carry the narrative, you're not on. You know, you're not part of the team. Well, that's why, you know, Terry and Jesse and Virgin Most Powerful are not on YouTube anymore, because we're not part of the narrative. We're counter-cultural. We are Christ-centered, not worldly-centered. Also, Jess, some bad, Breaking Bad, actor urges Christians to keep their minds clean as possible. Hollywood gets darker and darker. So I appreciate him saying that, because look at the kind of films that are going out. But we're going to talk also about how some of the Christian films that are going to be coming out in the last 10 years, how that's improving the view of Hollywood. And those films, a lot of them, have done quite well. We need more of that. But before we get to all of the topics, and, you know, we're going to be talking about what's happening in Tennessee with the governor. Good news there. Jesse, I'm not sure if you want to do the gospel, but I sure enjoyed
first
the
reading,
Acts.
Terry.
That's where I'm going, man. The Acts of the Apostles. I'm like, sign me up.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Here we
brother.
Go. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening.
Soul food.
Today's first reading at a Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, Acts chapter 16.
Yep. 22-34.
And following.
Yep.
The crowd in Philippi joined in the attack on Paul and Silas,
mm-hmm.
and the magistrates had them stripped and ordered them to be beaten with rods. Looks like a cancel culture to me there, Terry. Exactly.
You read my mind, brother.
That's exactly what's going on.
Funny.
They're saying,
yep.
Paul, Silas, shut up.
Yep.
Quit talking about the risen Christ.
That's right.
Quit saying we crucified him. We're going to cancel you. We're going to beat you with steel rods. Goes on to say. After inflicting many blows on them, they threw them, that's Paul and Silas, into prison and instructed the jailer to guard them securely. What was their crime? Kind of like the Canadian pastor, Terry, the Protestant pastor.
Jesse, you're reading my mind, dude.
Same thing.
he got
arrested by the SWAT team at Calgary for because he's opening his church and preaching the gospel as he understands the gospel.
Yep.
Praying and worshiping God, and they send the SWAT team after him on the highway. Same thing. Okay, we continue. When he had received these instructions, he put them at the innermost cell and secured their feet to a stake. By the way, the communists, that's exactly what they do.
Yep.
So they've learned well from the Roman overlords. About midnight, while Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God as the prisoners listened, there was suddenly such a severe earthquake that the foundations of the jail shook. All the doors flew open, and the chains of all were pulled loose. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew a sword and was about to kill himself, thinking that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted out in a loud voice, "Do no harm to yourself. We are all here." He asked for a light and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you and your household." Notice that.
Yes.
Your household will be saved. So they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to everyone in the house. He took them in at that hour of the night and bathed their wounds. Then he and all his family were baptized at once. He brought them into the house and provided a meal, and with his household rejoiced at having come to faith in God, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. What a great story for us today in 2021, Jess.
Two things I want to make here towards the end.
Yeah.
Notice when you sing to God, that's a powerful form of prayer.
Yeah.
That's why St. Augustine says, "He who sings prays twice." Look what happens when they start singing to God. They're locked up in a jail. Their ankles are bolted down in these shackles. As they start praising God in song, the doors burst open. God performs a miracle. You know, there's a psalm, Psalm 22, it says, God inhabits the praises of his people. God came down into that prison, sent his angel, snapped the doors right open. Why? When they started praying to God, praising God, singing to God. There are powerful effects when you start praying and adoring and worshiping God.
Oh, yeah.
It reminds me also, again, King Saul was possessed in 1 Samuel 16. David came in, started praying to God, singing to God. The demon left him. In today's book of Acts, they're shackled in prison. They start singing to God, praying to God. The cell doors miraculously burst open. And notice here something very important for us as men. When the jailer's about to kill himself, he's about to do the Hare Kerry with a sword.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, what must I do to be saved? And Paul and Silas said, don't do harm to yourself. Do no harm. Do no harm. Kind of the Hippocratic Oath there.
Mm-hmm.
He said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you and your household will be saved. Notice, salvation comes to a family through the Father. It's called patriarchal salvation. Household salvation comes through the Father. You see that? The same thing with Noah?
Yeah.
It was Noah's faith that saved the family. You see that also with Abraham? It was Abraham's faith that saved the tribesmen. You also see that with Lot. It was Lot's faith that saved the family, except that his wife didn't listen. You'll always find in the Old and New Testament that God ministers salvation through the male, through the man, through patriarchy. This is why it's important to be a holy Catholic man and live in a state of grace so that God's grace can flow through you to your wife and to your family. Terry?
Well said, Jesse. I got an update. Pastor Art Perolsky up in Calgary. Listen to this, Jesse. He's been released out of prison.
Praise the Lord.
And you know why? Because the director of the jail refused to comply with the judge granting him bail. So, in other words, there's some people standing up and saying, not on my watch. So it's interesting what's happening. And this is what I thought, Jesse, when I read that this morning, or last night, I read the readings the day before Mass. And I thought that was so applicable to us, because if we stand for Christ in our culture right now, in this cancel culture, get ready. You might be arrested. And that's why, Jesse, I want to bring the smartest guy into the room, because what he has to say is very appropriate. So let's bring in Archbishop Fulton Sheen and Full Sheen ahead. Here's what he said. And I've heard this before. He said the refusal to take sides, now think about this, of the cancel culture, no, he says, to take sides on a great moral issue, which is the cancel culture, is in itself a decision. So silence, that can't happen. He says, it is a silent acquiescence to evil. If that doesn't convict you to get involved in the fight, nothing will. He says, the tragedy of our time is that those who still believe in honesty, they lack fire and conviction. While those who believe in dishonesty are full of passionate conviction, like Black Lives Matter and Antifa, all these people, they believe whatever, you know, we don't have to keep the truth. We can just, whatever gets our goal, we'll do it. Here's the point. All of us right now need to make a commitment to fight the cancel culture through our prayers and what our actions. And don't be afraid to speak up when someone asks you about this. You should have reasons for your faith, because that's what's going to change the culture. When everybody stops being, not everybody, many people stop being silenced. Because, Jesse, the church right now has a great opportunity to proclaim the gospel. And I'm going to be honest with you, the institutional church isn't doing very well, brother, from my perspective.
Now, it's going to be the rank and file, the hoi polloi, the lay people that are going to be doing it. There's a priest here or there. There's a bishop here and there.
Yeah.
But by and large, Terry, they've been infiltrated by Masons, Marxists, and modernists.
Yep.
And I'm not just saying this. This is written by Bella Dodd.
Oh, no, it's all the documented. Book called,
this is all documented. You know, Alta Vendita, mm-hmm. another book that documented this, Bella Dodd, School of Darkness,
mm-hmm.
Taylor Marshall Infiltration.
Yeah.
It's up to the laity. Let's do what Fulton Sheen says. Roll up our sleeves. Become holy or yep. die trying. Evangelize so we have no breath left. Terry, just want to remind the people that this is the month of May. It's yep. dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary.
That's right.
And in May, it's also beautiful here in North America. The flowers are beginning to bloom, which symbolizes for me new life.
You bet.
That's exactly what Mary's fiat did. It gave new life to the world by giving us the Lord Jesus Christ. And let's not forget also that Our Lady, she's also the new Eve of the new creation. So remember that this month, We celebrate the Blessed Virgin Mary all month, our Heavenly Mother, just like we also celebrated Mother's Day a few days ago. By the way, Mother's Day, this came into the America in 1914 as a result of Catholicism. The Protestants in this country, the Americans in this country, started seeing that Catholics in the month of May were always celebrating and honoring Mary in the month of May. And so in this country, they said, well, that would be a good idea. These Catholics are always celebrating the Mother of Christ, the month of May. Why don't we just set one day aside to celebrate for our earthly mothers? So it was the Catholics in the early part of the 20th century that influenced the rest of the country that if we honor Mary on May, hey, why not spend one day to honor our mother as well? So once again, another contribution by the Catholic Church.
Yeah, see, I got to tell you real quick. I got an update from one of our listeners. They just spoke to this pastor on the phone. He's finally out of prison. As I said, he's back home after his jailers at the Calgary Remand Center refused for hours to honor Justice German's order to release him. And just so you know, they were planning to keep him in solitary confinement for 24 days, which they said was going to be for COVID-19. See how scandalous this is right now? We're standing up for the truth. We come back. We'll have Father Chad Ripperger to share with us the unadulterated truth about communism and spiritual warfare here on the Terry and Jesse Show. Stay with us.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Father Chad Ripperger is giving a series of, I think, something like 47 talks on YouTube. Yeah, 47 talks on YouTube, talking about communism, which is a very apropos topic to be talking about right now. But since he's an exorcist, what he's been doing, he's been showing in these 47 lectures on YouTube the way communism and demons have the same behavior, the same modus operandi. Yep. We want you to hear the first segment. This one's very short. He talks about something that Pope Leo XIII wrote. Mr. Engineer, can you play the first clip?
Leo XIII, in his document Exuente Iam Anno, makes the following observation, quote, "In this way, we daily see the numerous ills which afflict all classes of men. These poisonous doctrines have utterly corrupted both public and private life. Rationalism, materialism, atheism have begotten socialism, communism, nihilism, evil principles which not only fittingly sprung from such parentage, but were its necessary offspring," unquote. Given the content of this quote, if one analyzes it, what's the difference between this and the way demons behave?
While Pope Leo XIII, Terry, he was already dealing with a lot of things that we see right now that are magnified.
It's true.
Rationalism,
yep.
Materialism, atheism.
Yep.
Then Father Ripperger says this gave birth to socialism, communism,
yep.
Nihilism. And then I like the way he ends this short little segment. He says, what's the difference between this, in other words, the way the communists behave, what's the difference between this and the way demons behave? In other words, he's drawing a parallel.
Well, of course. But didn't the founder of communism dedicate his life to Satan? Doesn't it make sense?
Yeah, there's definitely satanic,
yeah.
All kinds of satanic underpinnings in his writings and in his speeches.
Yeah.
And and also there's an old book from Tanna, 1941, I was rereading it the other day. And this priest back in the 40s, he was saying that the Antichrist will use communism as the political system to try to bring a one-world government before the second coming of Christ. Terry, I think we're seeing that
right
now.
I was just
going
to say, that's prophetic.
Yeah.
We're living it.
Yeah. Let's look at the second segment. Father Ripperger talks about the infiltration of communism into the West. Mr. Engineer, can you play the clip?
When one looks at the patterns that demons exhibit in their behavior, there are various patterns you see. There's all sorts of kinds. But one of them that you notice is that demons tend to be like flies. Once one of them gets in, he tries to get his buddies in as well. They constantly try to get in, and the reason they do this is for a few reasons. One is they think that there's safety in number, so the more they get in, the more likely to it. Sometimes it's because of the fact that the one of the higher demons, once a lower demon gets in, the higher demon will hammer him until he does something in order to drive the person to open up the door to that particular demon. But the real reason they try and get in is so they can take charge, control, and manipulate the individual. If you look in Wikipedia, again, not that I think that Wikipedia is a reliable academic source, but if you look in Wikipedia under Marxism, we read, quote, "Marxism has had a profound impact on global academia, having influenced many fields, including anthropology, archaeology, art theory, criminology, cultural studies, economics, education, ethics, film theory, geography, historiography, literary criticism, media studies, philosophy, political science, psychology, science studies, sociology, and theater," unquote. This is by design. They get into everything. They're like demons in the sense that, once they get into one place, they get their other buddies in it, and they try and infiltrate literally every aspect and every part of culture. Bella Dodd, in her book, The School of Darkness, which if you haven't read it, I highly recommend that you read it, makes the observation that communists basically took over the education system in this country. That was one of the first things they did. They now dominate the universities and public school systems. This is not conspiracy theory or rocket science. You can just read it on the internet without hardly any, just a basic search will render that up. And so when we see that they have dominated the public school systems and the universities, why should we wonder why the kids today are essentially trained socialists? I mean, this is what their training was. The goal was to take over one of the political parties in this country that was also mentioned in the 45 goals of communism in relationship to this country, was to take over one of the political parties in this country, which they did, as well as a majority of others, according to Bella Dodd and other authors. In other words, they took over an enormous amount of the political segment in this country. The deep state is just another name for communism. That is their goals, structure, and that because they do the same thing. They're in the news media. They've gotten into everything. Even Bella Dodd talks about or gives testimony of having infiltrated the seminaries and clergy in the Catholic Church with 1,000 seminarians. This is the goal they did before Vatican II. People wonder why there was such a moral and a doctrinal collapse among the clergy in the Catholic Church, you know, at the time of Vatican II and afterwards. Well, there's part of the reason why, at least in this country. And if I understand correctly, she also said they did it worldwide. The degrees of success, I think, varied from country to country. The point being is that one of the signs of communism in a country is the fact that they've infiltrated virtually every facet and aspect of that culture. That's their goal, because once they get those taken over, then they can assert themselves and then have their revolution.
Revolution, that's exactly what's happening right now in the streets. Terry, do you know there's like two cities, so I think in Portland, Oregon,
yeah,
they still that's
still going
is,
on. Yeah.
It's still being held hostage by Antifa, yep, Black Lives Matter. Some other cities as well.
Yeah.
So this is, I'll tell you what I like about people like Father Chad Ripperger, Father Altman, Father Heilman. We need priests, Terry,
yeah,
to speak to us like this.
Yeah.
In other words, we need more than just, you know, God, Jesus loves me, this I know because the Bible tells me so. Mm-hmm. These are most of the homilies that we're getting. Terry, these guys are our generals. We need this type of insight.
That's right.
We need priests to be talking like this and saying, guys, guess what?
Wake up.
Wake up. There's been a diabolical infiltration of our public schools,
yep,
of our universities, of the media, the mainstream media, seminaries. This is because if we don't hear this type of exhortations, how are we going to man up and become battle ready? We're just going to just, hey, give me the... give me the remote control. I want to watch some TV. Give me some Doritos. I'm going to kick back here. There's not, you know, it's all good. It's all good. We need to hear the Father Heilmans, the Father Altmans, the Father Rippergers, and people like this.
Yeah.
This is the type of apostolic preaching we need right now. And I really appreciate, Terry,
I do too,
that he put these 47 videos warning us about communism right under our nose.
I like the way he calls the deep state equals communism.
Oh,
and that is brilliant. Yes. But think about this, Jesse, and you wonder what happened last November when you had President Trump saying that we have this deep state for 4 years, he's cleaning up the swamp. And who do you think was going to make sure he doesn't get reelected? The deep state. They pulled everything out to get to stop him. But you know what, Jess? I think this, that the deep state is like cancer. Okay, it spreads quickly and all over. But I'm going to tell you, in my opinion, I think God's going to raise President Trump back in 3.5 more years to come back. And I believe that when people start experiencing this deep state personally and they start feeling what it's all about, that's when they're going to wake up. I'm hoping they wake up now, but I don't think anybody wakes up. As long as you keep being like Santa Claus and giving me more money, I don't need to go to work. He's going to pay my rent. He's going to pay the gas bill, you know, put gasoline in my car. No, you see, that can only go so far. When inflation and all the other crazy things that go on with the deep state, then people are going to finally wake up and say, wait a minute, you mean to tell me we had the greatest economy in 60 years before Biden?
And we destroyed it?
What? Come on, let's get our act together. Jess, I hope and pray that happens. But here's the point I'm making. Father Ripperger is exposing this. And I think people of goodwill, if they watch those videos, they're going to have to ask himself, either this priest is nuts, you know, right. Is he nutso, or the guy's got, he's spot on. And I got to tell you, Father Ripperger is no dummy, folks. This guy is sharp, and as an exorcist, he understands the principle of good and evil in a way that most of us have no clue.
Yeah, he's a Thomas, yep. A Thomas philosopher.
Yep.
And not only is he an exorcist, he wrote a book, Terry, which it's just...
On mental health?
Yeah, I've heard psychiatrists and psychologists say... Yeah, they say it's the best book on the topic of mental health ever written. Yeah, it's called The Science of Mental Health.
Yeah, it's 850 pages or 1,000. It's a big book.
Yeah, it's like 8 font. You know, you better put on some glasses to read it. But it goes to show you... And what he did in there...
Tell us.
He took psychology and St. Thomas's philosophy... And he shows psychiatrists and psychologists that the only way to treat the human person, you have to see the human person like St. Thomas taught us, not like, like Charles Darwin.
Yeah.
Charles Darwin says a human person is nothing but a bunch of molecules and protoplasm and
no different
and cells just kind of slammed together and stuff, you know, 80% liquid. The human person is just a bunch of matter, and when he dies, the matter will dissolve. Well, no, St. Thomas Aquinas said the human person is a body soul with an intellect, a will, and the passions. And so the book is teaching Catholic psychiatrists and psychologists and those of goodwill, in order to treat the person psychologically, you must treat the problems of the soul.
That's why anyone who's going to a counselor, make sure that counselor believes in original sin. Because if they don't believe in original sin, they believe in Darwinism, or that's not someone to get advice from. So that's just my tip on that. Hey, Jess, I just want to remind everybody, I'm going to be here on May 15th, this Saturday, for the Evangelization for the Third Millennial. It's a free virtual conference on how to share your faith with anyone. You're welcome to come on. It starts at 11 a.m. We'd love to have you show up. It's going to be from 11 to 2. It's going to be packed with a lot of storytelling of how to share your faith. And also, Jess, we got the men's conference. Give us a pitch for June 12th conference. What are you going to be doing with Eddie?
Yeah, Eddie's going to be talking about redemptive suffering. Mm-hmm. He's going through some physical problems right now that basically immobilize him. So he's not just going to give you the definition of redemptive suffering.
Yeah.
You're gonna look at redemptive suffering in living color.
Amen.
And I'm going to take the most powerful stories for men in the Bible, because these are stories that guys have to know. A guy is not gonna be able to know how to fight against his passions if he doesn't know the story of David and Goliath, David and Bathsheba,
mm-hmm.
and Samson and Delilah. Those are the three stories, because this is where men get attacked most, is below the waist. So we're going to look at what God's word says on how to become holy or die trying.
Well said, Jess. That you can go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org, vmpr.org, or call us at 877-526-2151. Stay with us.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Dr. Joseph Mercola is a warrior, but even a warrior has to know when all the odds are against him. He's removing all the articles that he's written related to vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, and COVID-19. Why? This is very sad.
It is.
Yeah, Dr. Joseph Mercola is basically like a little ant who's been squashed by a sledgehammer by billionaires,
yep,
big pharma, and big tech social media. All of these guys collaborated because he was exposing that not many people die from the COVID-19, that all you needed to do was beef up on vitamin D, C, and zinc. And because he was putting those articles out, they went after him. This is called death by a thousand slashes.
Yep.
Keep on taking him to court, suing him and suing him and suing him. And guess what? He's going up against billionaires that have endless amounts of money for lawyers. He's a doctor with a salary. He says it. I've got a limited salary. I can't fight these guys forever. They're breaking me.
Yep.
And so instead of fighting them, I'm pulling all my articles out of the internet so they'll leave me alone. This is a complete violation of the Catholic principles of subsidiarity, and this is a communist tactic, Terry, nonetheless.
It is, Jesse, and I will go into this, but I want to also say this is how Freemasonry also operate. I have a good friend, your friend, my friend, Richard Marshall. He told me the reason he had to stop giving talks against Freemasonry, and they threatened his life and his family's life, if he would continue to expose Freemasonry, he would die. And he decided, you know what? I'm going to just peacefully live out my life, and I'm not going to do the talks anymore. This is big brother out there doing this. Jesse, he also pointed out how if they would have only used the approach he's taking, and even in Texas, he said 85% of the deaths could have been prevented. I wonder if this is really all about the population depopulation control, because we knew how to handle this COVID-19, and he talked to, and I had doctors who told us this is what we do if you get COVID and we can take care of it. And then they shut all these doctors down. This is not only him, others. It's almost like it's diabolical, because they're stopping people from being treated properly for a disease or for COVID-19, and they're saying no, let them die. That's what they don't want to say that, but that's what they're doing. And so anybody who gets in the way of them, they're going to be crushed.
Yeah,
get out of the way, including us.
Because the deep state,
yep,
wants people to die. The deep state works for Satan.
Yep.
And Satan's is a murderer.
Yep, from the beginning.
That's what Satan does.
Yep.
He's a murderer.
Yep.
He's a killer.
That's right.
He loves innocent blood being spilled. And so this whole thing is satanic.
Yep.
And good doctors like Dr. Joseph Mercola are paying a heavy price.
They are.
By writing articles and trying to warn people, hey, just beef up on the vitamins D, C, and zinc, and you'll be fine. No. Can't say that. We're going to come after you. We're going to come after you. We're going to come after a mosquito with a sledgehammer. Here's a few bullets here in the article. It says, Dr. Joseph Mercola says, over the past year, I've been researching and writing as much as I can to help you take control of your health.
Mm-hmm.
As fear-mongering media and corrupt politicians have destroyed lives and livelihoods to establish global control of the world's population, using the COVID-19 pandemic as their justification. Second bullet, through it all, I have refused to succumb to these relentless attacks. I have been confident and willing to defend myself in the court of law. Third bullet. Unfortunately, threats have now become very personal.
Yep.
And haven't, just like our friend Taylor.
Richard Marshall. They threatened him with his life.
Threats have now become very personal and have intensified to the point I can no longer preserve much of the information and research I've provided to you thus far. So effective immediately, much of the information on my website will be permanently removed. Close quote. This is known as death by a thousand slashes. Here's what the deep state does.
Yep.
The leftist Marxists, they overwhelm you with lawsuits and try to break you financially and also threaten your life and your family.
Yep.
And by the way, if you don't think they'll carry out their threats, you're living in la-la land.
Yeah. Jesse, the information, he says, so it's not about misinformation they're afraid of. They're afraid of the truth getting out. They're all trying to cover for the Chinese military and a dangerous mad scientist conducting gain of function work. He said, you may have noticed our website was recently unavailable. That was due to a direct cyber attack launched against us. We have several lawyers to protect mechanisms to secure the website as we have anticipated such attacks.
Jesse, this is, let's just be honest, we're at war, brother. We are at war.
And it's against the Chinese communist. And again, it's funny, you hear the Democrats, the left, they're always saying that, you know, how basically that China's no threat. Russia, it's Russia. That's the big threat.
Yeah.
Really? The president of Russia, who wears an Orthodox, Russian Orthodox cross around his neck, who kisses icons of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Putin, who says that LGBT propaganda is not allowed in his country.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Putin, who says that every woman should have at least 3 children and he pays $15,000 for pregnancy. Yeah. He's a real big threat. No, Terry, they're trying to make us take our eyes off the ball.
Yeah.
It's communist China that's a threat, and they're in bed with Biden and the entire administration of the left.
And Jesse, I'm just going to add something for us personally here at Virgin Most Powerful. They would love to see Virgin Most Powerful Radio just disappear, okay? Because what we're presenting, folks, is the unadulterated truth. And I want to just make a pitch right here for the folks. As we got taken off of YouTube, we've got to buy some new equipment. I'm making phone calls to our donors and saying, could you help us out? I just saw the new cameras just arrived through the studio window here. So we're preparing to launch it and, you know, never stop. But we do need your support. And I will give you my cell number if you want to talk to me about it. I'll give you more details what we're doing. My cell number is 661-972-7872. Because these articles like this, they're happening all over the world. This isn't just happening in America or Canada, Europe, Asia. This is orchestrated worldwide, Jesse. Am I onto something?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think so.
Yep. Let me look at some of the more important things in this article here that he says. He says, over the past year, Dr. Joseph Mercola says,
yeah,
I've been researching and writing as much as I can to help you take control of your health.
Yeah.
As fear-mongering media and corrupt politicians have destroyed lives and livelihoods
exactly.
To establish global control of the world's population.
Yep.
He says, I've also informed you about billionaire-backed front groups like the Center for Science in the Public Interest,
yeah,
CSPI, a partner of Bill Gates,
yeah,
Alliance
no
for
surprise.
Science, yeah, both of whom have led campaigns aimed at destroying my reputation, Dr. Mercola, and censoring the information that I share. Other attackers against me include HealthGuard, which ranks health sites based on a certain set of credibility criteria. It has sought to discredit my website by ensuring warnings appear whenever you search for my articles or enter my website in an internet browser. Terry, notice what I've here's something I've noticed, and this is how insidious the left is, and a lot, that's why I don't believe everything you read on the internet. You got to see what the source that it came from.
Yep.
Because what the left is doing, they're setting up these companies, these shadow companies like HealthGuard, and so HealthGuard is being paid by Bill Gates Foundation, and they, you know, they sound to be like experts. HealthGuard. So they're the ones that are like writing if a doctor's credible or not credible. Who are these guys? These are a bunch of young liberals that work for Bill Gates. And so it sounds very professional. Put up a nice professional slick website. Health Guard. And, oh, if you want to see which doctors are good or not bad, go to Health Guard until you look behind the scenes. Oh, it's funded by Bill Gates. Oh, and Bill Gates makes sure that they destroy people's reputation, like Dr. Joseph Mercola, that says that you should be taking more vitamin C, D, and zinc. That's exactly what the left has done also with that, you know, a lot of people say, just fact check it, just fact check it. Don't fact check nothing. That's run by liberals. Look at who runs fact check. This is a Soros company of young millennials that they, you know, it sounds professional. Fact check. Nice, slick website. Millions of dollars flowing in there. They got a bunch of young millennials that look up articles and look things up and say, oh, yeah, Terry Barber said a lie. Oh, yeah, Donald Trump said a lie today. Jess Romero said a lie. And nobody questions it because, wow, look at that slick website. Fact check. And you have MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS. They're all saying, just fact check it. Just fact check it. They brainwash us into thinking, just fact check. You got a young college liberal socialist that's being paid by Soros money to determine if what you say is right or wrong. And then he posts this on fact check. Terry, I'm telling you this. We live in the twilight zone right now. When I see what the left is doing to our country, I hear the music, the twilight zone in my head.
And just to let you know, our listeners are always sending us texts and giving us links. I got a link last night from Tucker Carlson. He was exposing pretty much what we were just saying today. And I went to look at it this morning, and YouTube took it off. So what does that say, Jess?
See, they're all covering for each other.
They're doing a full press, man.
Full court press now.
Yeah, they really are, Jesse, because Tucker Carlson talked about it within hours after it was put on YouTube. Cut out. Canceled. Stop it. So
Terry, and I'll tell you, you know, in times past, our enemies were kind of like, they were kind of covert. They did things secretly. Now, Terry.
No, it's out front.
The dagger is up. Before, they would stick you in the back with a dagger.
Not anymore.
Where did that come from?
Yeah.
No, Terry, the dagger is out front now. It's a frontal assault. They're not hiding the dagger. It's right in your face.
You got it. Hey, when we come back, we got another topic. It's regarding Hollywood and Christians. What's going on in Hollyweird, I call it, here on the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Check us out by getting our app, by going to vmpr.org. We'll be back with more to inspire you to fall deeper in love with Jesus and his church.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
This next story demonstrates that there are some good people inside of Hollywood.
Yep.
And that's good. We need a counter infiltration.
Big time.
There's an actor, a very famous actor. He came out it was a Western crime drama series. It was called Breaking Bad. It aired for about 5 seasons. It was a pretty good show from what I heard. Never watched it, but it was a TV series. And this actor, he's urging Christians to keep their minds as clean as possible because he says that Hollywood is getting darker and darker.
Oh, yeah.
This actor, his name is Todd Terry. I'm guessing he's probably an evangelical Protestant.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. And Todd Terry, this actor who's a man of goodwill, says that as the content coming out of Hollywood gets darker and darker, it's important for Christians to keep their minds as clean as possible and think wisely about the entertainment that they consume. That's great biblical advice. Boy, oh boy, that's got to be, yeah. He says, there's so much gratuitousness in television today, it seems to get darker and darker. I don't know another reason than that the devil is out to destroy our society with images and things like that.
Amen.
That's what this talk. Yeah,
he's got it.
This guy's spot on. Yep. This guy's, again, I agree. It's funny when I hear somebody like him or even Billy Graham, what's his name? Franklin Graham speak.
Graham,
I'm saying,
yeah.
Well, you know, I agree with these guys.
On.
I agree with these guys more than I agree with them more than I would agree with like the German bishops, Terry.
Oh yeah, well they don't have a These guys have a biblical worldview, good and evil.
Yeah.
And sometimes the people in our church, like the German church, they're more concerned about carnal pleasures. I'm sorry to have to say that.
Absolutely. So Todd Terry, this actor, he says, I think it's important to create a sense of purity in the messages that we put out and strive to keep our minds as clean as possible because we see so much all the time.
Yeah.
He said, I think it's possible to portray a positive Christian drama with a faith-based message without all that stuff. People still get the point of the depravity of a situation without films and shows showing everything.
Yeah.
And so this actor also, he starred as Detective Gary Travis in another movie called Vindication, which is the first ever faith-based crime drama series. And so this guy, Terry, he's trying to do what he could try to promote the culture of life in Hollywood.
He is. And that Vindication, I never saw any of these movies, but in the article, he points out the future is the investigation of hard crimes in a small town of East Bank, Texas. As the series unfolds, there are many twists and surprises. While solving crimes, Travis is also trying to restore his family after his drug-addicted daughter returns home. Through its faith-based crime drama, Vindication does have some violence and deals with heavy themes like addiction, sex trafficking, abuse, and rape. And here's what Terry noted. He said, the Bible, it's true, is full of violence and complex issues, yet it presents them in such a way that isn't offending the senses. He says, I think this show really reflects the way the Bible presents violence, he said. This is the key. He says, we present violence in a way that's not gratuitous, in a way that I think would offend, but it also brings up relevant topics such as sex trafficking, things that are in our society today. Kids need to be aware of these things because it is the world we are living in. Well said on that. We need to educate our kids because they're going to go out, and if they don't know what's happening, they're going to be taken advantage of. He said, as an actor for over three decades, Terry has appeared in hit shows, including Friday Night Lights, Breaking Bad, America Crime, and Walker, Texas Ranger. Though he grew up in the church, here comes Jess. His married father of two said he didn't truly come to know Christ until about 23 years ago, and at the time, things that I desired to become different. See, here's the point. We call that a metanoia. Not everybody lives the faith from day one, but when they get converted, and this is what I think is a sleeping giant in the Catholic Church right now, Jess, we have a lot of people who are nominally Catholic but don't know the person of Jesus Christ, and that has to change.
Yep, and I wish our shepherds would talk more about the lordship.
Amen.
And the kingship of Christ versus wash your hands and wear a mask. The article says, Todd Terry says, this actor, a Protestant actor says, I found that I wanted to do things with a positive message, whether it was something simply positive or something centered around Christ. Although faith-based films have been around for years, they didn't always have the best reputation as far as quality goes. I've really seen the faith-based industry step up its game in the last 10 years in a big way.
Oh, yeah.
So it became more exciting to do projects that were quality but also faith-based. And I
agree with him.
I agree with that. Over the weekend, Anita and me, myself, we watched Roe versus Wade.
Oh, what a
talk great about a well-made movie.
Yeah.
I mean, this movie, it'll give any Hollywood, you know, big-budget production
right
a run for its money. And so, yes, the faith-based movies have bumped up their game in the last couple of years, and they look just like as slick and as well done as any high, high funded Hollywood production.
Jesse, just a quick note. You mentioned Roe versus Wade. Our good friend Father Frank Pavone had a lot to do with that film. And I just recently, and you did too, we got a text saying that he had some open heart surgery for Father Frank. I'd like to just stop and pray for him, if you would, Jesse.
Yes.
Let's do it.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We entrust Father Pavone's his health and his soul to our Lord Jesus Christ through the hands of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so we pray a memorare for Father's speedy recovery and his full health. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do we come, before thee we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear us and answer us. Yeah. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Jess. Okay, let's continue with what Terry had to share about this.
Yeah, his name's Todd Terry. Mm-hmm. He says this, talking about his show Vindication. He says, this show has a strong faith message, but it doesn't hit you over the head with it. It shows someone who's living in the world, and their viewpoints come from living in the world, and then they eventually become a believer. It's not a big transformational experience. You see my character slowly grow into understanding his need for a savior, close quote. Mm. And that's Terry.
We need a savior. That's it, man.
That's as simple as it gets. The Catholic Church tells us that every single one of us, I mean, transformation or conversion, it's a threefold process. The purgative dimension, you have to come to a point in time you're saying, you know what? I'm messing up my life. I'm a sinner. And you know what? I need a savior. Number two, the illuminative point or the illuminative stage where you say, you know what? Time to start studying my faith.
Yep.
Time to start learning my prayers. Time to start reading my Bible. Time to start learning as much as I can so that I can become holy. And then the third point, and these are the people that make it to heaven. Okay. Who makes it to heaven? A person that's entered into the unitive stage of Christianity, where you can, by the time you die, that you can say the words of St. Paul, Galatians 2:20, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
Yeah.
Most of us won't reach that in our lifetime. That's why we need purgatory, which is the last rush of God's grace, the last rush of sanctification into our soul, so that we can be perfected and detach entirely from planet Earth.
Yes, let me give a quick story that Bishop Hine gave me the other day. He said, imagine being awakened in the middle of the night by the smell of smoke. In fear, you dash to touch your bedroom door. It's hot. Plumes of smoke are already pouring into your hallway. Think about this. Picture this. Your only means to escape is to jump from the second floor window. But when you open the window, you stand there. You're frozen, unable to move. You have only a few moments to save your life, but you can't do it because you're frozen. Just then, when all seems lost, a firefighter breaks into your room, boldly throws you out of the window to safety to the ground. The next day, you learn that that brave firefighter who saved your life was himself overcome by smoke inhalation and died in the flames. How would you feel about this man? Would you go to his funeral? How would you remember him? How will your life be different? Well, this is a story he used to show the power of salvation won for us through the cross of Jesus Christ and the resurrection of Christ. So in the terror of crucifixion, Jesus literally trades his life for ours, entering into the dark night of the death in order to offer us eternal life. That's what the world needs to understand, that Christ paid a debt you couldn't pay.
That's right. And Terry, it looks like this Protestant actor, once again, he's a man of goodwill, mm-hmm. he's a fellow traveler, and he's trying his best to try to make virtuous movies that don't have gratuitous sex or violence, and that hopefully bring a gospel message through the parts that he plays. And I commend him for it. We need more actors like that.
Oh yeah.
And one of the things that every one of us, the battle that we're all in, that most people don't, but he realized it obviously, the battle that we're in right now, and it, you know, every one of us, from the moment you hit the age of reason,
that's
you were
right.
baptized, you hit the age of reason. You entered into a spiritual war, whether you know it or not.
Yep.
And it's a ferocious battle. It's being waged for your soul. And the battle has a lot of twists and turns throughout the course of your life.
Yep.
But most especially, the battle is being fought and played in your own mind personally. Yeah, of course, it's also being played out in the world, this fallen world.
Sure.
But this fallen world engages you in such a way as to try and remove the truth and goodness and beauty from your intellect. The battle is for your intellect. Christ wants your mind. He wants to fill your mind with goodness, beauty,
Amen.
And truth. That's why St. Paul says, put on the mind of Christ. But Satan also attacks your intellect. And one of the ways he attacks it is through bad books, bad movies, the things of this world. That's why we as Catholics, because we know the battle's being waged in our intellect, We have to take custody of our intellect.
That's right.
By what we watch, by what we read, and also by a life of prayer.
Amen.
Prayers of the Catholic Church, take custody of your intellect.
Hey, up next, Bishop Joseph Strickland's going to handle the issue of giving Holy Communion to politicians who are pro-abortion. And he's going to tell him, no way, no way, no way. He's going to talk about that right after our show, so stay with us. If you want to get the app, which you can listen to our shows anytime, go to freemp.org and pick up our free app. That's going to come up just in another minute, the Bishop Strickland Hour. Jesse Romero is on his way out to do some evangelization work. Brother Jess, I'll ask you a question again. What state should we be living in, brother?
Live in the state of grace. Pray your rosary every day. Read your Bible every day. Go to confession as often as possible. Keep your eyes on Jesus, not on this world.
That's the message we have here at Virgin Most Powerful. Thanks for your supporting us. If you want to become a monthly donor, call us at 877-526-2151 when the benefits are out of this world. Thanks again. And up next, the Bishop Joseph Strickland Hour here on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thanks again for all you do for us. May God richly bless you and your family. Full sheen ahead.